has eight boys. So it's nine menorahs. It's not cheap. So he, and he's a mitzumtzum a little bit. Mitzumtzum. And the Rav felt, yes, but when it comes to Hanukkah, we're supposed to be Mahadir. There's a Peledik, a Rambam. The Rambams use a Loshon Rabim. That Sholem Oichek Susoi, the Rambam use a Loshon that Lekech Shemen Upsilus, the Arsameach wants to say a Chiddush, that even for Mahadrin, that's a Chiddush God. Because L'chor, I'm not Chayiv. How could it be Sholem Oichek Susoi if I'm not Chayiv? I could just have one there. So if you push it, you can learn the Rambam without the Arsameach Ziyak. You can learn the Rambam means for the whole Hanukkah. Doesn't mean for the night. The Arsameach is being medayik that the Rambam, the Loshon Rabbim of the Rambam, because all over he says Ner Chanukah, he doesn't say Neris. The fact that that's Mistama, why the Arsameach is making the diyik. The fact that the Rambam says it, it must be. So I think the only way to be Soivel, the Arsameach's Chiddush, which is a Chiddush Nifla, Mishabur is all klar that Avada, you don't have a chiv to do with it only for the Iker Ner Avada. Yeah. I think that the Arsameach would have to agree that there's no chiv. That's what I hold. That the Arsameach agrees. What's the Arsameach's Chiddush? The Arsameach's Chiddush is that normally, not only is somebody not mechuyev, there's a din of amevazos al yevazos yoyse mechemesh. In the Chiddush that Chazal tell us, shoyel oimoyche ksusoy, right, there's two Chiddushim. Chiddush ei mechuyev. But I would have needed that Chiddush even to tell me I should. I can. There's amevazos al yevazos yoyse mechemesh. That's by all mitzvahs. That's not stam, it's takon asusho. Hamevazuz, ha'yivazuz, yoyse mechemesh. So it could be that the pshat in the Arsameach is that the Loshon Rabim of the Rambam is to tell us that it's proper. Yeah, it's proper thing. You want to, it's a nice, whatever inyan there is for Hidal, there's an inyan for the Neris too, for all the Neris. Don't think that on Mahadrin there's a din of Hamevazuz al. I could say, I don't want to be a Mahadrin. I hold there's no other way to learn. To tell me, I'm chayiv to sell my clothing for what? Then I ask a shayla too. Do I have to light more than one candle? No. So I'm chayiv to sell my clothing, and then I don't have to light it. Because by Chanukah, Chazal din, that's the Chiddush. There are two dinim by Chanukah. One is, that's what I'm telling you, it's two-step chiyuvim. One Chiddush is, they drop the din of Amavazvus. The Takon HaSushi wasn't settled yet. On their Chanukah. A lot of things weren't said by Chanukah. By the way, Ad Shlish Per Mitzvah by Hidu Mitzvah. By Chanukah, it's double, triple. So, there's a lot of Chidushin. But that we find by Chanukah, it's Mufka. Zok Tor Sameach, why did the Rambam use a Loshon Rabim? To tell you that even on the Mahadrin, it's Mufka. Is it more of a Chiv than Mahadrin? Of course not. That's the way I would tie Chop Tor Sameach. Many Gedolim have asked this question. I wasn't machadish this question on the Arsameach. What does the Arsameach mean? How could it be? So I'm saying this would be a mahalach, how to explain the Arsameach. Okay. So now let's get to our Shaila. For our Shaila was, he wanted to say the reason why you should do it is because the hider is because dumya the nest that happened in Klal Yisrael in the Migdosh was with Shemen Zayis. That's what he wants to say. The Talmud of mine that asked the Shaila, remember that I said the Ikur Zeichel Nes is on the and what's visible exactly. This is not part of the Tzuris HaNes, and it could even be that even those who hold like the cowboy. That there's a din of dumya dines on the oil, which we say is a big machloek, is most to be showing him, don't learn that way, that's not the pashtus asugya. Pashtus asugya is there's no zechel anes with Shemen Zayis. The hiddur is because it lights well. And we brought down Rav Moshe and the Meiri, Mishabura, but the Levush and the cowboy, Taka learned that there's an inyan of zechel anes. But even they are only saying, the min, but mamish, Eretz Yisrael, they don't say it. So this rabbi's chiddush is a chiddush gadol ma'oid ma'oid. His reasoning. But what I want to be oimed on is it true anyway that there'd be an inyan to use shemen of Eretz Yisrael? Forgetting his inyan. Why? Number one, hoil this avid b'chod ha-mitzvah, le'avid b'mitzvah achritah. And that's the kur b'shas. That we already have makoris and shas. That something that was le'avid b'mitzvah achas, you should do mitzvah achiris with it. So the Shemen Zayis in Eretz Yisrael has that maila. It's a trumas of maisers. Yeah, so has that maila. I'll tell you an unbelievable chiddush. I actually printed it out for somebody. They wanted this chiddush. From Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrochen, that he says there's an inyan. It's hard to believe, but I'm just telling you what he says. There's an inyan, and he Reb Chaim brings down that he heard from Daderet, that B'Shem Daderet, to use tzitzis, sheyesh lasis tzitzis mitzemer shol reishis hagez, shekivon shenasis bo mitzvah achas, Yasubo oid mitzvah. Helta maise. This is in Bikurim. Derech Amuna, Bikurim, Peregyut, Sifkot, and Kufchov Dalet. And he brings there were people that were knowing that way. Now, in Reb Chaim Sefer Hanzorim, it's called Derech Amuna. It's right here in Meseches Bikurim, Peregyut. And it's the Sifkot, and it's Kufchov Dalet. Now, I'll tell you that the Tshuvas van Hoges, the Rav Sternberg, actually brings down this tzad. I'm talking about Reishis, I guess. The Inyan of this is what Reb Chaim is saying over here, that there's an Inyan. Somebody could get a Tshuvas van Hoges, Chela Gimel. And he disagrees. He disagrees. And very interesting is the reason why he disagrees. He says, Reishis, I guess, not a Cheftz Shul Mitzvah. Stoker. It's Stoker. No, it's Stoker. It's Tztoker. That would be like saying that there's an Indian to take a coin that was given to Tztoker and use it for another mitzvah. So he's not happy with this. He brings it down, but he's not happy with it. It's found over here in Chela Gimel and Yerodei, obviously, in Shuvas Van Hoges, in the Shin Mems. Let me just get you the exact one. Yeah. Here it is. Let me just read you the piece. Ubi ikir aminig likach mimenu tzemer la'asiyas tzitzis. Shenagu kein kama gedoilim v'tzadikim. Umuvo kein bekama achreinim. Daderes, the Reb Chaim Knievsky says, Daderes was not like that. He says, Mistapakne ano tuvo bezeh. I have big sveikas. Sharei b'tzemer zeh d'reishis, I guess, ein shum kedusha. Ve'enoi chefze shol mitzvah. It's not an object of a mitzvah. The motzinu oil is avi bo chodo mitzvah, levit bo mitzvah achrite. Hainu b'memkayim a mitzvah b'cheftze, kemoi lechem shol eruv tafshilin. The b'zeh yeish chavivus, kishemekayim oid mitzvah, ve'enoi elo kishenechshav adobo kecheftze shol mitzvah. And Rashi says the same thing in Meseches Brachos Lamedtes, using the bread of the Erev Chatzeres, since the mitzvah. So Lamaise, yeah. So the Reishis Hagez is a big chiddush from Reb Chaim. I'm only telling you this chiddush, but you should know how far it goes. Now here, this is much more than Reishis Hagez, because here they did Trumas Amaises. Right? Trumas Amaises. From this. So that is a much bigger svara to say that this would have a maila. This is what I want to tell you, a chiddush. When you mafresh trumas amaisres, okay, so lemaise, on what is the cheftza shel mitzvah? Is it only the trume, or is the whole thing? So it's a pasuk. Rabbi Daniel could tell us, asa to asa es kol tvoazarach. So they all ask, why say es kol? It should say mikol. Asa to asa mikol. So the answer given is that the mitzvah of the hafrosha is on all the tefuah. All the tefuah has a kiyum mitzvah in the hafrosha. It's mesiaches to the whole thing. It's mesiaches to the whole thing. And therefore, the everything is a chepetz shel mitzvah. I'll tell you our father's goals. There was a yid of Alberg, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. There's Rav Simcha Alberg, famous in America. But he has, it's his grandfather, but he was a big rov in Europe. He wrote a Shalos Tshuvos based Naaman. And I have a tshuva he wrote about using Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael, which I told you, Meir Arik. He says this svara of that since they did a mitzvah with the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, Bevadai toiv lahaktim Esroigim Eretz Yisrael, ובלבד שהם קשרים על פי התורה לבורך עליהם, אפילו שאסרויגי קופו מודורם יויסר. כיוון שאסרויגי ארץ ישראל is עבדו בו מצווס טובו. He brings on the Rambam and others, הכל לפי רוב המעשה. The master is... Yeah. So he said that's how far he goes. So, comes out that, right, you should know in Shemitah, The Ritvaz, the Slutsky Rov, wrote that he held they should use Esroige Eretz Yisrael, and he said even people Chutz La'aretz, and even though some people were ma'arer on the minig of taking, he said fakert, it's a hoyu v'savid b'chod a mitzvah levad b'mitzvah achrita. But anyway, Eich Shiyah, that by me is a strong svar. This svar is a strong svar, more of a svar than the svar of Dumi Udinez. This I hear is a good svar. The only kapay that I, so that's why I it's a mile to you, Shemin of Eretz Yisrael. This mile is a mile. I don't hear the Zeichel and S mile. The only thing you have to be very careful is like this. There could be a halachic issue. With what? Maisel Oni, one day I'll give you, Belina, a proper shir in Maisel Oni. Maisel Oni is one of the most neglected mitzvahs today. In Matumat, there are some ashgachas that are super makbid. But there are plenty of places where they're mafresh ma'aser oni, and they don't give it. Now ma'aser rishon, you don't have to give, because we don't have levi'im chazaka that are roy to. So on that is hamoitzi mechaveroi. But ma'aser oni, right? Anybody today is not making $500,000 as an oni, right? Today this year is very high. It goes by. You can support your family for a year. Today it's more than 200 zuz. It's more than 200,000 zuz. Zuz, I mean, as dollars. It's more than $200,000. People today making less than $200,000. Big families are not. Lo mistadrim. I see Rabbi Perry, you're masking. Right? It's a lo pashut. Right? Today, so lemaisa, there are plenty of anim. And so, that, listen to this, if you don't give ma'aser oni, there's a tzad that it's all chsoron in lochem. There are many tshuvas written on Esroige Eretz Yisrael if they didn't take ma'aser oni or they didn't give it. And the shibur oni is on the peres till it was given, and there's no pinyon on ma'aser oni either. It's not so posh on how to get rid of ma'aser oni, meaning there's a way to do it, but you can't do pidyon like you do by Ma'aser Sheni. It doesn't work. So L'maisa, that's a big problem. It's not Lochem. So by an Esrog, it's a real problem. There's a Muvah B'Sfarim. Rav Avadya Yosef writes about this a lot, that if you take an Esrog, they didn't take Ma'aser Oni, they didn't give Ma'aser Oni, he says a Chiddush. Rav Avadya Yosef says, HaMoitzi Mechaveh L'Varai doesn't even work. If there's a Sofik Momen Aniyim, it's enough. Because we find in the Sugis HaShas that if something is a Sofik Lochem, it's even if it's yours, Al Samoitzi Mechabel of Araya, it's not enough for Lochem. No. So it's a problem. It's a big problem. So this you have to be sure you get it from a proper. All I'm saying is just don't go to the store and get Israeli oil, because that could be a big problem. And not only that, there's a whole Hevel HaPoiskim who hold that Shemen Zayis has to be Lochem. Not Shemen Zayis, any Shemen. Anything you use on Hanukkah, and this I spoke about on Shabbos, that many learned that the Pesach Frank learns like this Halach Lamais. Because it says you have to be Mishtatif Bepriti. Right? And the Ran in Meseches Psochim says, why do you have to be Mishtatif Bepriti? So the Ran, over there, he's talking about a different Shaila. The Ran is there in the first parak where the Gemara talks about brachas, you make al, you make with a lamed. The Gemara says, any mitzvah you could do with a shliach, you make al. And any mitzvah you can't do with a shliach, you make with a lamed. So the Ran asks, Ner Chanukah? He says, Ner Chanukah, you have sharem shliach. He says, yeah. You see by Achsanoi, he has to be Mishtatif Bepriti. Kidei Shehe Adlokum Mishaloi. If you stop sending Shlich to light in a Hanukkah for you, it won't work. Because otherwise, why can't Achsanoi just tell the Balabais, light for me? He has to be Mishtatif. I spoke about a Shiloh this Friday night because somebody asked me, last year I got a dozen of these Shilohs, unfortunately. Unfortunately. A lot of times you have a couple that's getting divorced, but it doesn't work out to get divorced right at this given moment because they need a place to live. So they postpone the get. So they'll say, we'll get divorced next month or 2 months, whatever. But they're already living pchudim, different rooms. They're not in love, right? Very far from Avav Achva V'Sholom V'Reyes. Kimek Shevet Brochas. Right? The Shaila is, is the woman Yoitzi with the Hadlok of her husband? So Yitzhak Zelberstein, he wrote a Sefer on Shas called Chashukei Chemed with all of his cute Shailas. So in the Dorim Daf Chof, he brings down this Shaila. He says, separated couple is a married couple. Halachically, it's the same. There's no difference. Separated, halachically, there's a get. Until you give a get, you're married. So, Ishtei Kegufay. No difference. That's his title. Ishtei Kegufay. Can't make a distinction. Doesn't sign the title. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. It's interesting. His brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Knievsky, that's how, it's brought down a Tzorachin. We have Gamliel Rabinovich. The Sefer writes, he's Gamani Oitcha, this form. He has the Achuvas from Reb Chaim. He has Reb Chaim the Shail, a separated couple. Living in one house. And Reb Chaim says, Sorachin that they could be Yitzhak. Reb Chaim gives a different reason. He says, Me'achash asoinim zeh, he's not Mechamah to be Moitzi, she's not Mechamah to be Yitzhak. He doesn't like the, he doesn't. But he's not arguing with Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein's Svore that if you're married, it's just take a goofy. But I want to tell you, again, that's not the Shia now, but I just want to tell you I hold in Svara, Ishtei Kegufa here is very weak. I'll tell you why. The reason why a woman doesn't have to lie to herself out to Mahadran is brought down because Ishtei Kegufa. That's one of the main reasons found in the Paiskim. Ishtei Kegufa. Yeah. Avi's question is, where do we find in Shas that Ishtei Kegufa is used to be Yotze Mitzvahs? We find Ishtei Kegufa. But Ishtei Kegufa Yotze Mitzvahs? My wife doesn't have to listen to Kiddush. If I make Kiddush, she could be somewhere else. Of course not. My wife doesn't have to do mitzvahs. I do a mitzvah that she's yours. I can eat matzah for her. Ishtei Kegufa. Ishtei Kegufa. This is the only place in Halacha where a husband is doing a mitzvah and the priest can say, she doesn't have to lie to even Al Mahadrin. Ishtei Kegufa. So Rabbi Zatzal said, I'm really big as far. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal said, that since this mitzvah is on the bias, it's on the place that you're living. So a husband and wife are kaguf echad. They live together. They live in one place. They're einam pchudim zemizeh. They don't have a separate dayorship. So when it comes to dayal, it's ishtei kegufay. So it's dafka by Chanukah we find this musik. And we find by Ner Shabbos a similar musik. So according to that svara, if they're separated, and they're takanapi yachad, and they're just in the house now, it's convenience, like two tenants, so then the Ishtar Kegufay won't exist, according to Hasfar. But anyway, Al Kuponim, Halacha L'maisa, the Ran, based on this Ran, Rav Chi Pesach Frank says, you have to own the oil. It has to be Lochem. He holds there's a din Lochem on the oil. Yeah? The Beis Yitzchak and the Stechem hold you don't need Lochem on the oil. And it's funny, they bring the same raya that he brings, that there's a din of Lochem. The Stechem brings a raya from the Beis Yitzchak, the opposite. Because by an Esrik Shol Shutfim, you can't be Yitzchak because it's not Lochem. When you mamish need Lochem, Shutfis is no good. The fact that he can be Mishtat of Bepriti is a raya. But Al Kuponim, the fact that the oil, you must make sure that the oil has a proper hashgacha, so that way you don't have a shaila that there was no afroshus maiseloni from it. Al Israel, it's less of a problem. Mr. Slavly Honey's didn't know. You're not eating it. But al this Indian that should be, the oil should be your bailus, you should make sure. Okay.